Warren Buffett, BlackRock, and other institutional players dominate investments in commercial aviation. Why? Because it's one of the most profitable and predictable alternative assets that exists. And it's not tied to other markets, such as real estate and the stock market. Is it safe? Well, imagine triple net leases to the likes of American Airlines and British Airways. Income is contractual and guaranteed by some of the biggest named airlines in the world. That's why this kind of investment was never available to the ordinary accredited investor. That is until now. Visit accesswealthaviation.com and check it out for yourself. Invest in an institutional team with over 200 plus years of combined investment experience in the aviation sector. Conservative investing with double-digit returns and tax advantages. That's accesswealthaviation.com, accesswealthaviation.com.
You are listening to the Wealth Formula Podcast with Buck Joffrey. Get ready to change your life.
Welcome, everybody. This is Buck Joffrey with an emergency Wealth Formula Banking update that I think it's really important for everybody to know. So I wanted to get Rod Zabriskie of Wealth Formula Banking, one half of our dynamic duo with him and Christian Allen, on the show to explain it. Rod, welcome, and thanks for joining on short notice.
Absolutely. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So, okay. So explain what's going on. Maybe give us a little bit of background. Yeah. And this is all about, I don't know if it's related to legislation or just.
Yep. So it is related to legislation. So end of last year, Congress passed a law. And as you know, laws these days include a lot of different things. Well, inside of this major piece of legislation was a piece that was included that changed some of the language as it relates to what's called the 7702, and that's the portion that relates specifically to life insurance and the way that it is treated inside of the tax code. So that's the impetus to all of this.
Take us back. Now, it relates to guaranteed returns, and right. Specifically when we're talking about this, we're talking about Wealth Formula Banking or the whole life type of policy, right? How is it currently? Why don't you start out with that? Yeah. And then what are the proposed changes?
Yeah. So going back to the mid 80s, it was set in stone that all life insurance companies who offer whole life had to offer a 4% guaranteed interest rate as a part of their policies. So that's just the way it's been mandated ever since then up through this moment and the end of this year.
So that is the part of the policy that's always guaranteed, because there's always two components to this, right? There's
yes.
the guaranteed part, and then there's the dividends, because they're all mutual companies.
Right.
So generally people are getting more than that. Maybe they're getting 5.5% total.
Yeah.
And those dividends have, you know, those are not things that go away, but they've been consistently paid out for, you know, like 100 years from these companies. So that's still there.
Correct.
What's changing, I understand, is the law about the 4% guaranteed part. So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So the way the law is now is instead of having just a set number that the company has to go with, the company gets to choose, but within certain parameters. So they can choose anywhere from 2% to 3.75. It's up to them. Now, most of the companies that we've seen, the products we've seen come out so far, are at 3%, but again, it's completely up to the company to choose now what they want to have as their minimum guaranteed rate. Now, again, like you said, we have the guaranteed rate and we have the dividend. So I'll have people ask me, well, so does that mean that if I had 4%, but now I'm getting 3, does that mean my total return is now, instead of, you know, 5.5, now it's 4.5? And the answer is no. If their guaranteed rate is 4% right now, but they're paying 5.5, then it doesn't matter what their guarantee is. They can still pay the 5.5, right?
And the question is, will they change? Right. The question is, will they? And that part of that is going to be dictated, I think, by market forces.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. So if we were to go back and say, well, have dividend rates always been at 5.5? Well, no. This is a recent phenomenon because interest rates are low and have been low for so long. If we went back 10 years, 15 years, dividend rates were up in the 6-7% range. If we went back 30 years when interest rates had been really high through the 80s, then it was right around, you know, 10%, 10-11% total between the guarantee and the dividend.
So to me, what this is, and putting it in terms that, you know, real estate investors may understand. It's effectively making it a different required pref, right? The preferred, right. The minimum return on this, you know, that's guaranteed contractually went from 4% down to, it looks like, you know, probably 3% for most of stuff. But there's a, you know, and well, how the dividends pay out may not, in the end, it may be a net wash and it may not matter, but in theory it could. And so yeah. The question is, what is there anything we can do about it? Because we still have some time.
Yes. And that's ultimately, to address what you just said, that's ultimately what drove this, is the insurance companies were getting a little bit nervous that for a long time they've had to offer a guaranteed 4% and interest rates have been low. And they're thinking, hey, if they stay low for another decade, then we could, it could be a little bit of a pinch for us to continue to offer that, you know, pay that 4% guarantee. So they were kind of the driver for that. But you're right, there is still time. So basically it's the end of the year is where the change happens. Mm-hmm. So in other words,
and people already have a policy, they're grandfathered in, they're with that fine. 4%.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever your guaranteed rate was at the time you wrote your policy, it's contractually guaranteed for the life of the policy. So that stays the same. You're good if you already have one of these policies. But if you have been thinking about it, or even if you have one, you're saying, hey, maybe I want to add another one. And that that guaranteed 4% rate is something you're thinking, man, I'd really rather get it done before that changes. Then that's the end of the year. And now there's a runway that we have on this, because it takes underwriting. You have to have completed your underwriting and be ready to start the policy in order to take advantage of this. And so I think the reason why we're doing this in the way we're doing it right now is that there's kind of an urgency to get applications submitted. I can guarantee you there's going to be a high volume of applications going in with these companies. And so the sooner the better, if we can get the, you know, get the that underwriting process started. I always tell people plan on 4 to 6 weeks anyway.
Yeah.
So
they get an application in, if the application is in before the January 1st, are we okay? Or does it have to actually be accepted? No. So, okay. Well, how long does it usually, so we've got, I mean, we're really right at the deadline here. So if somebody's on the, you know, thinking about doing this, there's another reason to do it like now instead of.
Yeah. Sooner rather than later. Yep. So
do you think that it's very likely if somebody started this type of thing in the next week or two that we can get it done?
Absolutely. Yep. Like I say, 4 to 6 weeks is our general projection on that. Sometimes it's quicker. But yeah, for planning purposes, if someone got in the next couple of weeks, then I have every confidence that we should be able to get it done by the end of the year.
One more question for you, for guys like me who have these convertible policies.
Yeah.
Do we get grandfathered in with the 4% if we do, or
how? Great question. Only if you convert into it now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the convertible term gives you special privileges, but that privilege only basically gives you access to the permanent life insurance policies that company is offering at that point in time.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, and that might be something to consider for those of you holding convertible too, because if your health got worse in the interim, they may not want to give you as much. So anyway, okay, good stuff. I don't want to take up too much of your time. Best way to contact, obviously, I would just say go to wealthformulabanking.com, fill out the forms there, and Rod and Christian will be ready. And if you decided to move forward with this. Deal. Sound about right?
Yep, that sounds right. We'll do it.
Thanks for joining, Rod.
Absolutely. Thanks, Buck.
Okay, folks, that's it. That's just an emergency thing, just as a courtesy to try to help you get something done if you're trying to do it. So go to wealthformulabanking.com.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Formula Podcast. Visit us on the web at wealthformula.com. The information contained in this podcast are opinions, not fact. As always, consult your own financial team before making any investment. See you next time.
Buck Joffrey here from Sapio with Buck Joffrey. Aging might become reversible over the next 10 to 20 years. It's already being done in lab animals, so it's just a matter of time. Our challenge? To be healthy enough for when that time comes. As a former scientist and surgeon myself, my goal is to figure out how to do that and to share it with you. I wrote a book called Living Longer for Busy People that you can download for free at sapiopodcast.com. You'll be amazed at just how a few daily adjustments can add years of a healthy life for you. Again, download it for free, sapiopodcast.com.